Every fall, the Room at the Inn opens here in Columbia. It's not just one location. The shelter for unsheltered Colombians moves around to various churches, and the Room at the Inn will be open again this fall and through the winter as an effort to draw attention to the plight of those who are unsheltered here in Columbia. My guest on the program this evening is directing a play, Street Stories. Carol Bryan is with me on Thinking Out Loud. Carol, thanks for making some time to visit today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate this opportunity to tell people about our little undertaking.
So you say little undertaking, but I'm guessing that you're being modest. It's probably no small affair. Tell me about the genesis for Street Stories, Glimpses of Homelessness.
Many people will remember that a group of just people got together last year to present a play that was entitled A Night at the Shelter. And this was written by Dr. David Weber, professor in political science at Mizzou. And it was a very huge success, well, beyond our wildest dreams. And so shortly after it was over, David said, well, what do we do next year? So that is the genesis of this particular production this year. Nora Dietzel and I are directing again this year. We've also written a couple of pieces that are a part of Street Stories. This is not a play like last year. It's a collection of monologues, dialogues, little skits, poetry, music, some dance, from the point of view of people who have experienced homelessness, family members who have loved ones who have been homeless at some time, and also professionals who work with the homeless people, professionals and volunteers. So all of those viewpoints are represented in this program this year.
Can you share a story with us of an individual who's participating in Street Stories for whom the participation has been impactful?
Sure. One of our participants was also in the production last year. He has a history of having been homeless, of having been in prison, of having had severe substance abuse problems. Long story short, he is now employed and sheltered and has been clean and sober for a very long time.
Now, for you, what is the process like of directing people who have experienced homelessness?
Last year, in our production, we originally cast five people in the cast who were or had been at some point homeless, and unfortunately, only two of them were able to maintain the schedule they needed to get to rehearsals and be in the production. But you know, when you don't know where you're going to sleep at night, when you can't keep track of your important papers, much less maybe a script to a play, it's a little bit difficult to get your life organized and be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. Things come up and make it difficult. However, I would say at this point that people who have been homeless are not the only members of our crew and cast that have not been involved in any type of theater work before. You know, it's just another chance to emphasize the fact that when people ask you, quote, what are these people like, you can say, well, they're just like all the rest of us.
What do you do for your day job? Are you able to be a director full-time?
Oh, no. I'm a client advocate and office manager at Turning Point, which is the drop-in referral and day center for people who are homeless and other people in need, housed at Wilkes Boulevard United Methodist Church. I'm retired from a career as a physical therapist, and I have six grandchildren as of yesterday.
Congratulations. We had to schedule this interview around the arrival of number six.
That's right.
My guest is Carol Bryan. She's an office manager for Turning Point here in Columbia, as well as the director of Street Stories, Glimpses of Homelessness, that will be presented at Columbia's First Christian Church, which is at 10th and Walnut, three shows, November 18th, 19th, and 20th. More details or tickets can be purchased online at Every Event Gives. www.event/street-stories.com. Carol, correct. You sound like you're a busy woman. Why take this on at this time? Why direct the play for the second year?
Oh, it's fun. I've always been involved in community theater and other kinds of theater, and when you can do this sort of thing and have it really, you know, be for a special purpose, it's other than just entertainment or getting a good story across, it just adds to it. I just really, it's fun. I'm a big organizer, and I love getting things organized, and so it's a good time. You get to know people so well when you're working on something together like this, and it gives me so much joy when all the cast and crew are so invested in it. They take it so personally, and they come up with good ideas of how to portray their character and so forth. And I love that sharing with other people.
One of the things that's been in the news a lot lately has been the need for mental health services as a replacement for or in addition to criminal justice services that we have here in the community. I'm curious, in your role with Turning Point, is mental health a major issue that you experience and deal with each day?
Yes, it is. I'm not sure we deal with it each day. There are people there every day, lots of people there every day who have mental health issues, but occasionally does it become something we have to deal with. Most people are under some kind of medical care, and if they're able to keep up with their medications and so forth, they tend to do pretty well. Sometimes the medication gets stolen, sometimes it gets sold for food, so then something might happen. But if you include addiction problems under the issue of mental health, which I do, then I would say probably 75% of the people that come in to Turning Point have some mental health issues.
Carol, with Street Stories, the glimpses of homelessness that you are co-directing, what's a primary take-home message that you want to send folks away with when they leave the church?
Well, it'd be the same as last year, that there are so many stories out there. Unless you understand where someone has been and what they have experienced, you cannot fully appreciate where they are now and how difficult it is for them to do something to make a difference in their lives. So many of them have had such horrendous backgrounds that they may not believe they are good enough to have anything any better. And so one thing anybody can do is to help a person realize that they are of value and they deserve to have the best life that they're capable of having.
That's Carol Bryan along with Nora Dietzel. They're co-directing Street Stories, Glimpses of Homelessness. The performance is being sponsored by the Columbia Interfaith Resource Center. Three shows happening November 18th, 19th, and 20th at Columbia's First Christian Church. That's 10th and Walnut. All proceeds go to Turning Point and Room at the Inn. Carol, thanks for your work, and thanks for taking some time to be a guest on the show today.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.